You're listening to The Fabulous 413 on 88.5 NEPM.
We all talk about if you find a job you love, you never work a day in your life. And ever since I could walk, I guess, and even probably before that, I was in the cow barn doing something with the cows. I mean, when you get up every day and that's what you want to go do, you didn't choose it. It chose you, basically.
When you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. You work every day of your life. Time for a local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And Mike, and maybe Kathy Austin, from Austin Brothers Valley Farm in Belchertown. I got a cryptic text from Phil Corman last week, just randomly asking me, if you have a hamburger, how do you like it cooked?
And of course, Monty answers it without asking why I'm asking.
Just put rare. But I think I have figured this out because you have brought a bag of something, Mike. And I see buns, too, so I'm not that thick.
Today we brought, for a taste test for Monty and friends, a homegrown hamburger right from Austin Brothers Valley Farm, 270 West Street in Belchertown.
Because kids, as you know, hamburgers grow on trees.
That's right. And then
your farm is over a century old. How long has that farm been in existence in Belchertown?
Whatever the math is, since 1889.
And is it been your family the entire time?
It has, yep.
So what generation are you? Kathy's doing the math for Mike over here.
Yeah. I'm fourth generation. Our kids are fifth, and grandkids are now six.
So is the fifth generation likely to continue the farming tradition? We won't make the sixth make a decision at this point.
There's a strong interest in it, yes.
Mm.
Yep.
I'm kind of curious, how many acres on the farm?
The farm itself is 150.
150, because I was thinking, like, you should do some celebration when you have 150 years on the farm and 150 acres.
Oh, yeah, right.
There you go.
Cows have always or long been a part of this farm, but not the same kind of cows. You, like many of the farmers we've talked to over the years, it was a dairy farm. Did it start as a dairy farm?
I believe it started as a dairy farm, yes. My grandfather had a herd of cows. I worked there all the time, but milked cows on the weekends. 1996, we took the business over. 2006, we decided we were going to discontinue milking cows. Physically too tired, and we were going in the wrong direction financially. And we switched into the beef cattle and retailing product.
Why is it so much easier to raise beef cattle and make it financially feasible than dairy?
Well, I guess the dairy cattle itself, you buy everything retail and you sell everything wholesale. And you've got to milk cows twice a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's any easier, but at least if we are retailing your beef or wholesaling your beef at your own choosing of what you want for your product, then you have a somewhat control over what you're going to receive for your product. With the dairy, you're told by the milk company what they're going to give you.
And those prices are set by the federal government, right?
I can't speak for that, whether it is or not, but everybody would like to say they got their hand in it.
Yeah.
I talked to a guy the other day. They put a freestall barn up 40 years ago. Milk was $18.50, and today it's under $17.
Wow. Everything else in the world has suffered from inflation but milk.
If only we could put milk in our cars.
I know. Well, the future is bright. Yeah. I don't know how that would work anyway. But we're speaking with Mike Austin from Austin Brothers Farm in Belchertown. And Kathy's over there in the wings.
We're not speaking. Fact-checking
and checking our math. Tell us where we can get your beef.
You come down to 270 West Street. You call my wife, and she's the one that knows what she's doing in the store and what she has. She puts together bundles. You can pick whatever you want piece by piece, whether it's a hamburger or a roast or five steaks or whatever. If you just want a hamburger, the local pub right in Belchertown, McCarthy's Pub, sells our hamburger. We get the farmer's markets during the summer. Sutter's Meats carries our beef.
Downtown Northampton.
Downtown Northampton, King Street. Fern Valley Farm, if you're looking for a thing to do, they sell our burger and apple picking season. We have our corn maze that's going to open up here this weekend, whatever those dates are.
The 30th of September, I believe, is when it opens up. Yeah, Saturday.
So,
yeah.
And we serve our burgers there. So that's a few places you can get stuff at.
Yeah. And you have a pick-your-own pumpkin patch, too?
We have a pick-your-own pumpkin patch. We have a corn maze. Hay rides out to the cow pastures, and that's always fun because I bring along a little bit of feed, and everybody gets to feed the livestock off the trailer, and the cattle get right into it just as well as the people.
That's fun. How big of a piece of the puzzle of your business is this agrotourism?
kind of a big piece in a short window because we're only up in 5 weeks, 11 days maybe, 12 days at the most.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot packed into the month of October.
Right.
And the irony is your farming depends in somewhat on weather. Hay and all that gets totally impacted, but so is your agritourism. So you kind of need the good weather on the weekends.
Oh, good.
For those 5 weekends, it's essential.
We're a slave to the weather no matter what it is. We really didn't need all the weather we got this year.
Yeah.
How did the rain actually impact your farm?
Generally on our farm, the water table is very high to begin with, and now it's simply overflowing. Majority of our hay we did in about 12 days, 10 to 12 days, 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the point where I even had our corn silage professionally chopped because they had bigger equipment that can go through the mud and get the job done, where mine would still be standing out there in the water. I know we've had bad years, but this has been the worst year.
Mike Austin from Austin Brothers Valley Farm in Belchertown. I've been very patient looking at whatever's in those bags and the buns over there.
You can see through the bags?
No, but I think I can. I can surmise what's in there. Can we open those bags and do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Taste test.
Go for it.
Want to grab them?
Okay.
You got to build them.
Okay.
It's a build your own bun and burger.
It's like a Build-A-Bear workshop, but you eat the bear.
Now my wife says, did you wrap it up in tinfoil so it'd be warm? And it's still warm.
Yeah.
Warm. But I didn't put it in a bag so it wouldn't leak.
I'm not mad about that.
Okay.
I'm going to do something real gross with my bread. So, like...
I love it.
Mike and Kalise are building the burgers in the studio. We could do a play-by-play commentary. Yeah. Kalise has brought out a paper plate.
Oh, she's opening up the bag.
Here come the brioche buns.
Monty, you're making your own, yes? I'm not doing this for you.
I can come over there and do that, yeah.
Well, we have taken over the radio station here, so they're making their hamburgers, and this was the intent all along. Monty's figuring out what to put on the bun now that he got ripped off on the juice that was inside the bag.
How
do we go from a radio show to a culinary?
People at public radio never get a chance to eat food, nor do they get paid enough. Farmers bring food to public radio show.
Imagine that. Farmers feed you 3 times a day.
That's true. And this time it's going to be the best time. Cook just the way I like it, Phil. Delish. Tell us about the lives of your cows before we eat them.
The lives of our cows?
Yeah. How are you raising them? What are they eating? All that kind of stuff.
The cattle we have on our farm, we have a small little herd of brood cows. Cows calve out in spring. Cows and calves go to the pasture for the summer. Come this time of year, they get to enjoy 3,000 to 4,000 people feeding them for 10 days out of the year. Once they reach a certain size, certain age, we do put them in confinement, and they're fed a TMR, a total mixed ration, which I've got a great big Cuisinart. I'll take a couple round bales, dump them in, and grinds that hay up, put the corn silage with it, put some distiller's grains with it, put some minerals with it. We make a growthy mix that grows them well and puts a little layer of fat in there.
Distiller's grain, like spent grain from brewing?
Can be. Yep.
What types of cows are they?
There's many breeds, and people like many breeds for different reasons. I like the Angus cattle, crossed on different breeds, but we have Angus, there's some Herefords, there's a Charolais or two. You'll even find a couple of dairy breeds in there.
Where do you process the beef?
All our beef gets processed up to Adams Farm in Athol, Mass. Mm-hmm. The Adams Farm family, pretty outstanding bunch to work with. In this area, that's the only USDA slaughter facility. But we could use another one because people come from all over New England to go to Adams.
So, Mike, you've grown up in a farm family. The farm called to you to stay there. I'd love you to just talk a little bit about what it's like for both of you to raise your family on a farm and why is that so important to both of you?
It's a lifestyle that I've thoroughly enjoyed watching our kids grow up in. I'd like to say it makes them to be better humans. My girls are they have horses. They like horses. They love horses.
Does that come from anyone else in the family by any chance?
Kathy is in the studio.
Come on, Kathy. Come by the... Yeah!
She's on mic.
Tell us about your love of horses, Kathy. How long have you been riding?
Oh, since I was 8.
You grew up with horses on a farm?
Nope. I begged for a pony. My parents got me a pony.
You're like the only person on earth that worked for. Everybody begs their parents for a pony.
No.
Your own children?
Our daughter, Rachel, she was going to turn 4. And she she went in the barn, in the cow barn, and told her father, I couldn't possibly turn 4 unless I had a pony. So guess what she got for her 4th birthday?
A cow! Nope, a pony. Well, that's
a pony.
That's pretty great.
A pony.
Khalees, how did you like the burger?
I love the burger.
I love the burger, too. Mike and Kathy Austin from Austin Brothers Valley Farm in Belchertown, raising families and delicious food for families, including these burgers that Khalees and I are eating. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero. Folks, you can find out more about all of our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.
It's not easy making money delivering hamburgers to radio personalities.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
The corn maze at Austin Brothers Valley Farm again opens up this weekend, September 30th, and your last chance to get their beef at the Belchertown Farmers and Artisans Market is this Sunday, October 1st. Not because of anything with the farm, but just because that's the last market of the season.
CISA is an underwriter of NEPM and now officially a storytelling partner. You can listen to the CISA-organized Field Notes live storytelling event as part of the NEPM Valley Voices podcast.
Up next, Governor Maura Healey talking with our colleague Elizabeth Roman about her new Council on Latino Empowerment.
You're listening to the Fabulous 413 on NEPM.